Hello. Welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the schedule a call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406 Help. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we will be talking about the world of cryptocurrency and providing an introduction to this innovative digital asset. Joining us once more is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior technology integration. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to discuss cryptocurrency and its potential implications for seniors.
Let's start from the beginning. Wayne, could you explain what cryptocurrency is in simple terms?
Cryptocurrency is a digital or virtual form of currency that uses cryptography for security and operates on decentralized networks called blockchains. Unlike traditional currencies issued by governments or central banks, cryptocurrencies are decentralized and typically operate independent of any central authority.
It sounds like a fascinating concept. What are some key characteristics of cryptocurrency that listeners should be aware of?
There are several key characteristics of cryptocurrency that listeners should understand, including decentralization, security, and transparency. Cryptocurrencies are decentralized, meaning they are not controlled by any single entity, such as a government or financial institution. They also use cryptographic techniques to secure transactions and ensure the integrity of underlying blockchain. Additionally, transactions conducted with cryptocurrencies are transparent and immutable, meaning they can be verified and cannot be altered or reversed once recorded on the blockchain.
That's insightful. Are there different types of cryptocurrencies? And how do they differ from one another?
Yes. There are thousands of different cryptocurrencies available today, each with its own unique features and purposes. Bitcoin, the first and most well-known cryptocurrency, was created as a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. Other cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin offer additional functionality such as smart contracts, cross-border payments, and faster transaction speeds. It's important for listeners to research and understand the characteristics and use cases of different cryptocurrencies before investing or using them.
That's valuable advice. Wayne, could you provide some resources or recommendations for listeners who want to learn more about cryptocurrency?
Absolutely. There are many online resources, articles, and tutorials available that provide an introduction to cryptocurrency in simple terms. Additionally, listeners can explore community forums and attend educational webinars and consider enrolling in an online course to deepen their understanding of this evolving technology.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. What are some safe investment strategies that listeners should consider when investing in cryptocurrency?
Seniors should approach cryptocurrency investment with caution and consider strategies that prioritize risk management and long-term growth. One safe investment strategy is diversification, which involves spreading investments across different cryptocurrencies to minimize risk exposure. Additionally, listeners should conduct thorough research, stay informed about market trends and developments, and avoid making impulsive investment decisions based on speculation or hype.
It sounds like a prudent approach to investment. Are there any specific risk factors or considerations that listeners should be aware of when investing in cryptocurrency?
Yes. There are several risk factors associated with investing in cryptocurrency, including price volatility, regulation uncertainty, and security risk. Cryptocurrency markets can be highly volatile, with prices fluctuating dramatically in short periods. Listeners should be prepared for the possibility of significant price fluctuations and avoid investing more than they can afford to lose. Additionally, it's important to exercise caution when choosing cryptocurrencies exchanges and wallets and take steps to secure their digital assets against theft or hacking.
Those are important considerations. Are there any resources or tools that listeners can use to educate themselves about safe investment strategies in cryptocurrency?
Absolutely. Listeners can explore online courses, educational videos, and reputable websites that provide insights into cryptocurrency investment strategies and best practices. Additionally, listeners can seek guidance from financial advisors or investment professionals with experience in cryptocurrency markets to develop a personalized investment plan that aligns with their financial goals and risk tolerance.
Thank you for those recommendations. How can listeners use cryptocurrency for purchases? What are some advantages of doing so?
Listeners can use cryptocurrency for purchases by making payments directly with digital currencies or using cryptocurrency payment processors that facilitate transactions with merchants who accept cryptocurrency. One advantage of using cryptocurrency for purchases is the potential for increased security and privacy, as transactions are pseudonymed and do not require the disclosure of sensitive financial information. Additionally, cryptocurrency transactions can be faster and cheaper than traditional payment methods, especially for cross-border transactions.
It sounds like a convenient and innovative way to make purchases. Are there any specific considerations or precautions that listeners should keep in mind when using cryptocurrency for purchases?
Yes, there are several considerations to keep in mind. Seniors should only transact with reputable merchants and ensure that they understand the terms and conditions of the transaction, including any fees or conversion rates associated with using cryptocurrency. Additionally, it's important to exercise caution when storing or managing cryptocurrency funds and to use secure wallets or payment platforms to minimize the risk of theft or fraud.
Those are important points to remember. Are there any resources or tools that listeners can use to facilitate cryptocurrency purchases more easily?
Yes. There are several cryptocurrency payment processors and platforms that listeners can use to make purchases with digital currencies, including BitPay, Coinbase Commerce, and Flexa. These platforms offer user-friendly interfaces and support for various cryptocurrencies, making it easier for listeners to shop online or in-store with cryptocurrency.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. How are cryptocurrencies taxed? And what are some key considerations for listeners?
Cryptocurrencies are subject to taxation in many jurisdictions, and listeners should be aware of their tax obligations when buying, selling, or trading digital currencies. In general, cryptocurrency transactions are treated as taxable events, and any gains or losses realized from these transactions may be subject to capital gain tax. Additionally, listeners should keep detailed records of their cryptocurrency transactions, including dates, transaction amounts, and fair market values, to accurately report their tax liability.
It sounds like there's a lot to consider when it comes to cryptocurrency and taxes. Are there any specific tax implications or challenges that listeners should be aware of?
Yes, there are several tax implications and challenges associated with cryptocurrency transactions. For example, listeners may need to navigate complex tax rules and regulations, such as the distinction between short-term and long-term capital gains, and the treatment of cryptocurrency mining income. Additionally, listeners who receive cryptocurrency as payment for goods or services may need to report this income as self-employed income or business income, depending on the nature of the transaction.
That's important information to keep in mind. Are there any resources or tools that listeners can use to help them navigate cryptocurrency taxes more effectively?
Yes. There are several resources and tools available to help listeners understand their tax application in the cryptocurrency space. Online tax calculators and software can automate the process of calculating capital gains and losses, while educational resources and tax guides can provide insights into the tax treatment of cryptocurrency transactions in different jurisdictions. Additionally, listeners may benefit from consulting with tax professionals or financial advisors with experience in cryptocurrency taxation to ensure compliance with applicable tax laws and regulations.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. What do you envision as the future of digital money? How do you see cryptocurrency playing a role in this evolution?
The future of digital money holds tremendous promise for innovation and disruption in the financial sector. Cryptocurrency, with its decentralized nature and innovative blockchain technology, is poised to play a central role in the evolution by offering faster, more efficient, and more inclusive financial services. We may see widespread adaptation of digital currencies issued by central banks, known as central bank digital currencies, as well as the integration of blockchain technology into the traditional financial infrastructure to enhance security, transparency, and efficiency.
It sounds like we're on the brink of a transformative shift in the way we perceive and use money. What are some potential benefits of this digital money revolution for listeners?
The digital money revolution holds several potential benefits for listeners, including increased financial inclusion, enhanced security and privacy, and greater access to financial services. Cryptocurrency and digital payment technology can empower listeners to manage their finances more independently, facilitate cross-border transactions with ease, and access innovative financial products and services tailored to their needs. Additionally, the digitalization of money may pave the way for new forms of wealth management, retirement planning, and estate planning for listeners in the digital age.
That's exciting to hear. Are there any challenges or considerations that listeners should keep in mind as digital money continues to evolve?
Yes. While the future of digital money holds great promise, there are also challenges and considerations to navigate, including regulatory uncertainty, cybersecurity risks, and digital literacy barriers. Seniors should stay informed about emerging trends and developments in the digital money space, educate themselves about the risks and opportunity associated with cryptocurrency and digital payment technology, and take proactive steps to protect their financial assets and privacy in the digital world.
Thank you for those insights. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.